Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching everything Taylor is doing, all of the news surrounding her, all of the happenings, the comings, the goings, the album releases, everything under the sun where it concerns Taylor Swift. Gia, how are we doing?
Doing good. Moving a little slow this Monday morning.
I'm also moving a little slow. And I don't know if you noticed in that intro just there, I stumbled over like 10 words.
Oh, really?
That never happens to me.
I didn't even notice.
I slide right into it, and I did not.
I thought you slayed that.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I got a mouthful of marbles, so let's hope that
I feel like that too. Mm-hmm. I had to do like some Snapchat takes, and I'm usually a one-take wonder, and I could not get words out of my mouth, so today should be interesting.
Sometimes you got to, you were celebrating some football yesterday.
Yes, watching. Mm-hmm. It was a big game, Eagles-Cowboys, drinking, marathon.
Love it.
Yeah, I was home. I got home at around midnight, and I was pretty much on the verge of a blackout.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was drinking yesterday, too, and I forgot until just now. I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had several glasses of Prosecco on a high noon at one point.
I woke up this morning. I was, like, shaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, like,
that's
scared.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yo, I fucking hate that. Nothing is worse than
I know. I don't get the shakes normally. Yeah. And today, this morning, I was, like, a shell of a human being.
It really is not the ideal situation. No. It's been a while. Knock on wood. Jesus Christ. But it's been a while since I've had, like a
deathly hangover.
Hangover. And I'm to the point right now in my life where I will I won't drink as much because I'm too afraid of the hangover. Like,
Honestly, won't
let loose and have a good time. Like, I'll cut myself off and make it known, like, hey, listen, I'm not drinking anymore. Please don't pressure me because I'm going to be too hungover.
Yeah,
like,
I feel that. Well, you know? I go out on Fridays are my nights. So
right,
I go
out
and then I wake up on Saturday and I just can't even, like, fathom taking a sip of alcohol. And then my friends start drinking at, like, 3-4 o'clock and I'm like, how the fuck do you guys do this?
It's wild. It's a wild time. Yeah. It's a wild time. I'll tell you who is not affected by the hangover rule, so it seems, is our girl Taylor.
Yeah.
Because she was out and about this weekend.
She must, like, her health regimen
has to be so good.
She probably doesn't even like feel a headache
completely. And I know that we always are talking about her health regimen. I really need to know what her diet is. I really need to know her exercise schedule. Like, I want to know those things because I need to apply them to my own life. Like, she's the picture of health.
Yeah.
And basically in my eyes. And so she went out to dinner Saturday night with the entire like girl squad that she, her new girl squad. It's Brittany Mahomes, number one, holding hands.
Yep.
Selena Gomez,
yep.
Sophie Turner, Gigi Hadid, Cara Delevingne was there.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was. And not in those big pictures of them on
the
stairs.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say,
She ran out in front, and so she didn't get in those big pictures. But then on the pictures of them walking on the street, Cara's there.
Okay,
and which she's been a longtime friend of Taylor's.
Yes.
I also think that
she was in the Bad Blood music video,
right?
Yes,
she was. Yeah. Yes, she was. So was Selena. So was Gigi.
Yeah.
Cara also, I think Friday night it was, or Thursday night, people, like, Cara went over to Taylor's house, like, super late at night or something, and people, there was a little bit of hubbub about it online, and I was like, yeah, I mean, if you live close to your friends, or, like, your friends have, you know, I go over my friends' houses in the middle of the night all the time. Like,
yeah.
If we're all hanging out, like, we're doing nothing, come over. Like, yeah, always. Those are the more fun nights, I think.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's nothing weird. What time did she go? Like midnight?
Like 4 a.m.
Oh.
People were saying that. This is what, I'm hearing this all through Twitter.
Okay, interesting.
Apparently it was middle of the night, 4 a.m, something along those lines.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
In my head, it's like she's probably, I'm always awake. Like I'm someone like Taylor who's always awake, 2, 3, 4 a.m. If you called me and you were like, hey,
Maybe she was going through something.
Leaving a party or I'm in the middle of something, I can't sleep and I live close. And I'd be like, oh my God, come over. Let's
make
tea or have a glass of wine. Like whatever, always. So I like that. I think that's fun. Taylor right now, it seems, is sliding into her bestie era.
Yeah, back into it fits perfectly for 1989 era.
Fits perfectly for 1989. I also think this is a result. These are the, I'm trying to think of another word besides results, but these are the results of the drama of last week, which the first photo that I saw of the girls all out and about, I noticed Selena was in there.
Yeah.
Brittany's in there. Gigi's there. There are so many things that it clears up a lot of the rumors that were flying last week.
Right, about like the whole Selena things are going too fast. Right.
Which we didn't get to say because that happened after after we recorded Taylor Watch last week. But there were headlines flying around that were total fucking bullshit saying that Selena Gomez thinks Taylor and Travis are moving too fast. So do the Haim sisters. So does like all of Taylor's bullshit.
I don't believe it for a second.
Absolutely not true.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
And so I love, and also people were saying like, or that same day, or the next day, it was like Travis Kelce's whole family thinks they're moving too fast, like all this bullshit. So in the time that that's in the last week since all of this has happened, we've heard nothing really directly from Taylor.
Yeah.
We've seen this photo. We've seen nothing of them also, like, not her and Travis hanging out, not her. Yeah. Like, nothing. We're in timeout right now.
Well,
everybody's in timeout.
She did like.
Right.
Yeah. An Instagram post. I think it was People or some.
E-News.
E-News posted a little graphic of Travis Kelce about him winning his game, and Taylor liked it.
He won a game, and he won
in
some
Germany.
Kind of,
yes. Yeah, he won an award or something.
He won some kind of award. Yeah.
Or maybe he like ran a lot.
Broke a record.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
He did something.
Yeah,
that,
he
that
caught the ball a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was good at his job, so he finally did his fucking job when Taylor wasn't there. So, he got some kind of award. I think he broke like a record, whatever. And E! News posted about it. Taylor liked the Instagram.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She's like, here's a little crumble.
Here's
for
a
guys.
Hint. Yeah, here's a hint. We're still fine.
Yeah.
Have we seen Taylor Swift like on Instagram?
I know.
In
I don't
years?
Think. I feel like I've never seen that.
Not for a long time.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't give out likes willy nilly. Yeah. So much so that it became headline news.
Totally.
People were writing headlines. Taylor Swift shows support for
support.
Travis
yeah,
Kelce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, excuse me.
It's kind of crazy that just like one double tap from her is like
is headline news.
Yeah.
I know. It's that the weight of that again. I say all the time. It's too much fame.
Too
I,
much.
I
yeah.
would hate it. It's too much.
Yeah.
But so that happened. Crickets from Pia.
I feel like Pia planted all of this.
Definitely.
To get her name out of
Definitely.
The muck.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
That's it has to
that
be. That
seems to be the general consensus.
Has to be okay, that. Yeah. It's just a typical bury the news,
yeah.
bury it in the news cycle, Friday news dump. Like,
which shocks
deal.
Me though, because like if you're getting inside sources from her, like if you're TMZ, whatever, Page Six, like don't you kind of take that with a grain of salt now?
You think.
But
I think
mean, you can still run with it, you know.
For
if it's,
sure. I still think, though, like, I don't know. I'm dying to know what happened with all that. Like, how do you trust this girl? Like,
right.
I don't know. I feel, and right, that was another
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, because no one knows if she got fired
say.
Or not.
Right, no one knows. And also, people are thinking, people in the industry, people I've talked to, you know, in the wings, people think that Pia was a massive source for a lot of these news outlets, and including
that
like,
checks out for sure.
You know, I'm not even gonna say I won't list names. All of the articles or all of the news outlets that write about Taylor and Travis or whatever, it seems as if Pia may have been the one giving like helping them out.
Yeah,
which there's nothing wrong with that. That is a source. You know what
right.
I mean? You can be a source. Like Tree Payne is a source.
Yeah,
but she's very selective
about
who
what
she's a source. And if you hear something from Taylor's camp, it's rare. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You don't really hear.
Maybe that's
stuff
why
from her.
Things from them have been kind of low key the past couple days because
100%.
Now she's gone. So
that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. Or maybe they're just like, you know, shut your mouth.
Yeah,
like, we're not talking about this. Like we're I don't want to see a single post about it. Like whatever. Blah blah blah. But
I was hoping that she was going to go to his game, though.
I was also hoping that, too. I thought maybe for sure, considering, you know, she loves Europe.
Yeah.
But she's got a lot on her mind. She has
like Alex Earl was there. Like, why can't Taylor
exactly
go?
Like you can jump on a plane. Girl, come on. You get a private plane. But so she, though, starts up her Argentinian tour this week.
Yep.
And this leads me into a next thing that I'd like to bring up with you. The rumors are flying faster than ever about a surprise Reputation drop this
November
10th. November 10th, this upcoming Friday, which, and here are the arguments I'm making.
Kay.
I watched one TikTok. That's my source. okay, so just so you know. The information is November 10th is 13 days since October
27th. Okay.
I didn't even do the math to see if that was true. I just blindly believed it. Sounds about right.
Sure.
2 weeks.
October 27th? Yeah.
October 27th to November 10th.
Yeah.
Or is it
would
November
that be
9th?
14 days if it's 2 weeks?
That's what I thought. Let's see. No. Because we don't count. You don't count the 27. You start two, three. Yeah. So it would be 13 days. Original Reputation came out on November 9th, 2017.
Okay.
Someone says. And since then, it has been 2,190 days. And at that time, like 2,190 days will be November 10th.
Right.
Coming.
And
as
2000,
we know,
I think you maybe explained the 2000 part because I didn't get that when
well,
you said
my,
that.
That's
oh,
my
okay.
explaining. As we all know, everyone on Earth should know this. 2,190 days since our Love Blackout, lyrics, of course, from the song Glitch.
Yes.
And, nice. And we remember.
Which I didn't know, which is very
no,
shameful.
I know. But also, who knows that?
I'm not a Midnight's girly pop.
I'm a Midnight's girly
yeah.
pop. So I knew that. It's been 2,190 days since our Love Blackout. Love it. And it's also one of those things you want to learn.
Glitch.
You're like, yeah. That's been a glitch. Oh, yeah. a second later. I'm gonna switch.
And I'm not even sorry. Life's just so blurry. I'm blood moonlit. Yeah, what is it? I'm
must not even. Must be counterfeit.
I think there's been a glitch.
Okay, anyway, so glitch. And we remember back from when she was doing the Wildest Dreams promo song TikTok, where there was a glitch in the TikTok.
Right, I remember that.
People think that has something to do with Reputation, or that there would be like a glitch within 1989. She obviously has been wearing the black and blue outfits. The little snake thing in the Taylor's version looks like a snake. There was something else, though.
Black and blue nail polish.
I feel like there was one more thing that it lended itself to. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a text I just received from my friend who said that we were discussing this theory. And he was like, yeah, it's odd because why else would Dua Lipa be releasing her album on Thursday?
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Okay. Although, would Dua Lipa be in the know?
I thought she was just coming out with a single.
Oh, is she? My friend said album, but he could be wrong.
It's Houdini, right?
Yeah, maybe. To be honest, I have not been keeping up with Dua Peep. Let's see, that's what my friend said that.
She?
Oh, why is Dua
Houdini
Dua
in 3 days
releasing on Thursday? So it must just be a song.
Yeah, I think
not
it's
a,
just
not an
Warner's,
album.
My
apologies.
Yeah.
That was me spreading lies. But why would Dua Lipa be releasing that on a Thursday if she wasn't given inside information about a massive something on Friday that's going to take over the charts?
Right.
So a lot to think about. I keep thinking that it's on the horizon. Do we think it's odd that Taylor has been basically silent since 1989 dropped?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, yeah. Not even like a...
No music videos
or
anything?
Yeah, nothing.
And I'm not being greedy here. I'm just saying that she has set a precedent. And every single one we get a music video. Every single one we get, mm-hmm. we get something. You know what I mean? Or, you know, it's just been a pattern. So are we breaking this pattern with something else? Reputation.
I know, which is like kind of bullshit. It's like, come on. I want like at least one music video.
I would
for
like a music video.
Like Slut or
Maybe
Is It Over Now? Like,
oh,
I would
right?
love that. I would love a music video.
Me too.
And I feel like those vault tracks are so fucking good that mm-hmm. they deserve more recognition. I also think it's really funny how, I don't know where I saw this, but someone was saying like everyone thought that Slut was going to be like the number one song. And like, it's funny that it's Is It Over Now? Like,
right.
You know, but I just feel like those songs are so good that they deserve more hype. Like, it deserves more
they
time.
They do. They do. Although I did hear Is It Over Now on the radio on my Uber.
Oh, really?
Day. Yeah. It's like fully making the circuit, like
fuck
on the radio, whatever. I have a feeling they haven't really released. Well, has she released another single from 1989? I don't think so.
No,
but
they were
saying,
was like the deluxe with Kendrick Lamar, and like that's right. like it.
Right. But they're, you know what I mean? Like, not a single, but like, has she declared any of them a new single?
Oh, no,
so
I think
are
she.
Saying that it might be Is It Over Now?
Okay. I think I saw something on TikTok about how, like, they were like, oh, like, the fans are going to pick the single.
Right. Which is why I think it's going to be Is It Over Now? Because people are really loving
people
that.
Love that.
People are excited, hype. I'm excited and hype.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to wait and see. But, gee, I'm going to tell you right now. If Reputation comes out on Friday, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Monday, because I think I'm going to funnel liquor until I die, because I'm going to be partying so fucking hard to Reputation in my own apartment. I don't even know if I have to go anywhere. Like, I'm just going to rage fucking face when that comes out.
You are like the human embodiment of Reputation.
It feels like it's time. Like, I almost feel like it's brewing inside my own body. Like, this is the most like serious I've felt and thought about this coming out. It feels like the snake inside of me is ready to shed this outer shell of bullshit.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm about to be this hot
snake.
And
I think that says a lot. Like, you have a connection with that album.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I feel
something. You get the feelings. You get the manifestations.
Oh. And the last thing is that it's her first concert in Argentina night.
What is?
Night one in Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Would be, is that true? The 10th?
The 9th, I thought it started.
Oh, is it a Thursday night?
That's what I thought it was the 9th, but I could be wrong.
I think you are right. Argentina Eras Tour. We got to just like have
I know. We really need to have our facts in front of us.
No, not yet. Right, facts in front of us, but like I just need to print
out.
Oh
my God. Taylor Swift fans in Argentina have camped out in tents for 5 months?
I saw that and I wasn't sure the legitimacy of that story.
Variety.
People
are very upset with us.
So you're right.
Yeah, November 9th,
9th, 10th,
10th, 11th.
Is what she's doing. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh my God.
Camping started in June.
Yeah, that's so crazy. But it's like, what, you never went home? Or you just went in shifts? You know what I mean?
It has to be shifts. Do they not, is it pit? Like, what are they camping for?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the difference between between all the international tours and the U.S. tours, is that they have general admission.
Jesus
So, Christ. I mean, I can't imagine. And did you saw those Mexico, like, screenshots from, or not screenshots, pictures from the Mexico shows where it was like you couldn't believe how many people were in one space.
Yeah.
Like, they could never fit people like that inside of a stadium here because it's assigned seats, which I prefer personally.
I prefer assigned seats.
I am already an anxious person in a large group. I do not want to be fighting for my life to get to the front row.
I was pit for Harry Styles, and I was literally fighting for my life.
No, that's horrifying. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do it. I don't have that kind of energy. I don't have that kind of drive for that moment. I would rather just, like, have
it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Much rather have a seat. Okay, so even more then, in my opinion, Friday is the second show in Argentina, Friday night, blah, blah, blah. Maybe announce a little reputation. Just putting it out in the universe. The TikTok I saw was very compelling, as you can see. I'm relaying all
the signs are pointing that it's coming.
Something's
it's just
happening.
A matter of when.
Something is brewing. Yeah. And I wonder, though, I do wonder if, like, these other things have gotten in the way of some of these releases, some of the promo, whatever, like, the drama with Pia or the drama with, you know, whatever the fuck else people are trying to put on Taylor right now. Like, there's just so much. I feel like there's always, you know, too much NFL, like, that kind of shit. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if any of that has, like, slowed up her marketing process.
Right.
I hope not, because that would be insane. But, yeah. So,
yeah, I feel like it's been a pretty chill weekend with her.
Very
like,
chill,
she's just
very
been
chill.
Out and about with her girls. She
I didn't
was,
see where she went to dinner, did you?
She went to Minetta Tavern with Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
And that was Friday.
That was Friday.
Right.
Yeah, the owner, Keith McNally, he, like, comes up on my Instagram sometimes because he owns Minetta Tavern, mm-hmm. Balthazar, and somewhere else.
Yep.
And he posted a picture with the chef with her. She looks beautiful.
God, she looks amazing.
They said they got sent baked oysters and foie gras.
Ooh.
And she opened her eyes and said, "My God," when she ate the oysters.
Damn. Oh, my God. I got to get
he's
a Minetta Tavern to get
he's
the
like
oysters.
Spilling the tea
I love
everything.
That he's spilling
yeah,
his
then
tea.
They had the scallops to share.
Oh.
And she had the Dover sole, and Phoebe had the lobster vol-en-vent.
Ooh.
They drank two rhubarb Sophies. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. It must be a mixed drink. I'll look it up.
She was here until around 12:15. They did not want desserts, so Laurent brought Madeline, which is the chef, and introduced him. And she accepted to take a picture.
Oh.
Or maybe Laurent is the chef.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
Of course.
With that.
Of course, this is the drink, okay? A rhubarb Sophie. God. Gia, when I tell
what's
you,
in it?
No, you're going to die because it's exactly the kind of drink that I order everywhere.
Oh.
Okay. It's two cucumber slices plus one for garnish, 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of agave nectar, 1 ounce of lime juice, 2 dashes of rhubarb bitters.
Ooh.
And then muddle the cucumber in the shaker glass, add the remaining ingredients along with ice, shake vigorously for 10 seconds, and strain into an ice-filled glass. Garnish with a slice of cucumber.
That sounds delish.
If there is a cucumber and vodka drink on a menu, I get it.
Yeah, I love cucumber
and
vodka.
And it's just so good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, there's another drink right around the corner from another tavern at this place called The Happiest Hour that has a
similar. Oh, love Happiest Hour.
Me too. They have a similar thing. Or I forget what it's called, but they make it with gin and I substitute it with vodka.
Yum.
And it's very delicious. Cucumber based.
I thought that was very funny. So if you guys, she loved the oysters and she had the
Dover
sole.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, what a rousing endorsement from Minetta Tavern, which is already very good. So that's excellent. Smart by him too, remembering everything that she had.
Mm.
But we don't know where they went to dinner the next night.
No, I'm not sure. I think they went to Bond Street.
Oh, was it? Oh,
I
okay.
think
we can't
something.
Go there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know. Like, what the fuck?
The one place we can't get into.
So, do you think that her and Gigi and Sophie just talk shit about Joe like the entire time?
They've like it has to come up,
right?
Like at least once it's had to. Or at least like you know after a couple glasses of wine,
right?
Like, talk some shit or
like oh Joe took me to this place and then like Sophie's like oh he took me there too like
totally. I wonder more like if I am friends with someone and we've hooked up with the same person.
Yeah.
The sex comes up. You know what I mean? And I feel like I can't imagine that conversation happening,
But it's just always like, a little awkward, like, but it's funny.
Right. It's like it's weird. It's definitely weird.
I've hooked up with the same guys as like a lot of my girlfriends.
For sure. Yeah, we all do.
And it's just, you just kind of have to laugh.
You just laugh about it. Although things might be different though, because, you know, he is the father of Sophie's children.
Right.
Remember that. That adds a wrinkle. That adds a wrinkle.
Yeah, they were literally married. Right. So it's
remembering that, I wonder if there is a lot of shit talk. Like, it would have to be initiated by Sophie no matter what.
Right.
Also in that group, Selena dated Nick Jonas for a little while.
Yeah.
So it was just the Jonas Brothers ex-girlfriends club.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
I love it too.
It's as a Jonas Brother lover, it is hard for me because I support my girly pops, of course.
Of course.
And then I see a video of Joe on my TikTok where he's looking really buff and sexy, and I'm like, I literally would do anything for him.
Right. I'll say this. Maybe the fact that he seems to be kind of a nightmare with this whole situation, you think that it would take away from his physical hotness, but we're here to confirm that it does not.
No.
It does not even come close.
In fact, he has definitely gotten hotter.
No, like he's got a revenge bod going on.
Totally.
He is on the prowl. He's a single man, just as much as Sophie is a single lady.
Yep.
Not saying anybody should go for him, but like, yeah, we can look.
Sophie, not to get into their whole lore, but she was making out with Perigene.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That's right. Oh yeah, that man. Yeah. That's like a fake name.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea. He's like an aristocrat.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
An aristocrat. Something.
Yeah, good for her. Aristocrat. Yeah, aristocrat.
He's a member of the aristocrats. Yeah.
Everybody, everybody, everybody wants to be a cat.
Wow, that's loud clap.
Yeah, that was good.
Damn.
Yeah, I think his name was like Perigene.
It literally was. It was like Perry Perigene. Like it sounded like George Glass or like, you know, like some fake ass Brady Bunch shit. Like that's what that sounded like to me.
Yeah, so good for her.
It was great. And so good for her. Yeah, everybody's moving, growing. How far we've come in the past like 4 months.
Bro, it's been crazy.
It's freaking me out.
The news cycle, it has been wild. And I feel like everything changes every day.
Completely. I retweeted something the other day that was like, I can't believe this was a year ago today and everything that's happened since then. And it was like releasing Midnights. And I was like, holy shit.
And that's,
so much has happened
so
since
much
then.
Has changed.
It's really crazy. Yeah. You know, including the whole tour. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
I know. Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, we saw her in May.
I know.
Like, it feels like it was years. Yeah, it feels like it was so long ago.
It feels like years and also yesterday. Like,
yeah.
I think what you're saying. It really does feel like
it's just
still
a weird feeling, like, thinking about that. Like, thinking about this time now, getting the tickets and being like, oh my God, it's so far away. It's not till May. Then all of a sudden, May's here like that. And you're like, oh, fuck.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really nuts all around.
Time flies.
I think it was also about a year ago this week, or maybe even have been this weekend, when I was berating Ticketmaster on Fox News. People forget that I got asked to do that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was before everybody was talking shit about Fox News and they never invited anybody back again.
Yeah.
Which, like, fine. But also, I just like to be on the news.
Yeah, no, that was fucking hilarious.
I'll go on any news.
Yeah, I would love to be on the news.
Right? It was awesome.
Yeah, totally.
I brought my parents with me. They loved it, of course. So that's all. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we've come so far. I can't wait to see where we'll be, you know, as time goes on.
Yeah, excited for the tour to start back up again.
Mm-hmm,
me too. We think that she's going to do the vault songs as surprise songs? I think yes.
I think yes, probably yes.
Yeah,
I think for sure. Because, you know, there's only so many songs.
What's the time difference in Argentina?
I don't know.
Like
if it's,
a couple
if it's
hours?
That, it might just be like 2 hours.
It can't be that
even.
Different, right? Because
I don't know if there is one. Let's see. I'll look at my world clock.
Yeah, I was literally just about to do that too. Buenos Aires? Buenos. How the fuck do you spell Buenos? Oh, got it.
There,
6:32 right now, so it's 2 hours
ahead.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, but that's great. That means that when I post up with my iPad watching it on TikTok, I don't have to be up until 3 a.m.
Yeah, wait, that's so much better for us.
Oh my God, Gia, you know what's gonna be so fucking exciting, actually?
What?
Is when she's doing the tour in Europe, like in London and stuff, when it's only like 5-6 hours ahead, we'll be in the middle of our work day.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Oh, that'd
be perfect. I'm sorry. We're just going to have to not work those days and we're just going to have to watch the concert.
Yeah.
What else
obviously, live stream or something.
Especially the.
In the gambling game?
No, completely. Especially to the, you know, surprise songs. We got to get back on our grind. We have to start, we have to down to business.
Yep.
And making sure we track
keep
these
track
surprise
of
songs.
Them.
We were so
good
at doing it before.
Yeah.
I was not good at doing it. I was only good at remembering it for, you know, just to talk about that day.
I was good at doing it until I got my show and then I didn't care.
Right.
But this time I care.
We're going to get on it.
Yeah,
we're going to get on it. It's going to be great. So we will have all that information once the tour starts up. Looking forward to next week to see what she, oh my God, already next week we'll have our own we'll have more
yeah.
surprise song announcements. Okay. I think that's pretty much it as far yeah. as news goes. Yeah. We'll see.
It's been
how
a pretty quiet
week
weekend.
Yeah. Happy about that.
Yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs won, you said.
Chiefs won. Yep. They beat the Dolphins.
Hell yeah. Yeah. By how much did you see?
No, I didn't.
Damn, that's okay.
All I know is Frank the Tank was really upset.
Well, he's an emotional man. He will get upset when his team doesn't do well. So I understand how he feels and I understand his frustrations.
Yeah.
But today, finally, the long-awaited 1989 Taylor's Version draft
yes.
will commence.
Yes. This is going to be
hard.
One of the hardest ones, if not the hardest.
Right.
I mean, Folklore Evermore might be really hard for me. Yeah.
Folklore's going to be really hard, but, I think. But this will be difficult. This will be difficult.
So there's 21 songs.
Okay.
So should we take one off so
yes.
that we don't
You know what? I'll do the nomination.
Okay.
Shake It Off.
Yep.
I think we can both admit that that's a fun song, but neither of our favorites.
Yeah.
And I can get down with it, but I don't want it bringing down the average.
I agree.
Of our things.
Totally
okay.
agree.
All right.
So.
Ooh, this is hard.
How do we decide who goes first?
I don't know,
should we flip
but
a
I
coin
feel like
again?
We should be fair about it. Usually it's yeah. me, but I feel like this we should be fair. So yeah,
okay. So why don't we flip a coin?
Do you like a coin app? Is that what you're doing right now?
Yep. Love if you it. Google coin flip, you can just flip a coin right there.
Really?
Okay. So. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. It's call it.
Tails.
Tails.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Luck is on my side. Sorry to rub
Hell
it
yeah.
in your face. Woo, woo.
No, you're good. You deserve it.
All right.
Let's get this
right.
going.
Let's see. Ooh. All right.
It's just so hard to pick a first.
It's so hard. And yeah. here's the thing is I don't want to be a total bitch.
Mm.
But I know. What I want
Fuck.
And I'm gonna try to get it, and I know that like I'm sacrificing one for the other right now.
Yeah.
I have two that I need.
I think you think I might be thinking of ones, but I'm worried
you yeah. might not be though, so I'm gonna yeah. choose the one that I am more worried about.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go clean.
Oh. That makes sense.
I know. And I know it was one of your surprise songs, and I know, but it's
yeah.
just
no. It's the best song on the album. Yeah.
I can't.
Down when I was drowning, that's when I could finally breathe. Yeah.
That.
So okay. fucking good.
It's too good. All
okay.
Right. All right, you go.
So with that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Out of the Woods.
Okay. Good one. I'm happy about that.
Okay.
Out of the Woods, it's. I like that song. I don't like it as much as everybody else.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's not that I dislike it. I love hearing it. I love when it comes on. I sing all the words. Love it. But it's just not my number one.
The bridge is just really gets me.
Remember when
we hit the brakes too soon? 20 stitches in the hospital room. When you started crying, baby, I did too. When the sun came up, I was looking at you.
Okay, remember
when you couldn't take the heat? I walked out and said, I'm setting you free. But the monsters turned out to be just trees. When the sun came up, you were looking at me. Yeah, oh my God, I've chills.
You were looking at me.
Like, it's just so
Love
good. It gets
Too
me
good.
Every time. Yeah.
Too good. You're right. I take it back. That's a really good song.
Yeah.
But wait, also, though, there's a mashup, and I have to find it again so I can show it to you. Maybe we can post it.
Hmm.
Remember last week, or I forget when I was saying that Is It Over Now is basically just like a continuation of
yeah.
Are We Out of the Woods?
Yeah.
Like, they overlay
yeah,
exactly.
Perfectly.
And someone did the mashup finally back
yeah,
and forth, back
yeah,
and forth.
I
or did
you
send it to
you.
Me?
Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
I'm acting here like I discovered. You sent it to me. And I it blew my fucking mind. I
yeah.
was like, I knew it. I should have like thought of it myself earlier. But clearly everybody's thinking it. So
yeah.
good. I'm glad that those are clearly sister songs. We love it.
Yeah, love it.
Okay. My next choice, Blank Space.
Okay. That's like your
That's
song.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have to have it. Good. Ooh, now I feel good. I feel good about the whole list.
Okay.
Wherever else it falls, I'm happy about it.
Okay. Okay. This might be a crazy take, but
oh.
I'm going to go, Is It Over Now?
No, I'm so jealous. Fuck. Okay. I mean, it's so good. It's so good.
It's so good. Like,
it's so good.
Like, the part, thing I didn't see, there were flashing lights. At least I had the decency to keep my nights out of sight. Only rumors about my hips and thighs and my whispered sighs. Oh, Lord, I think about jumping off a very tall somethings just to see you come running. Oh, so good. I love that quick part, but no.
So good.
So it
no,
gets
fucking,
me every fucking
it's awesome.
Time.
And I still so okay. My next choice, and just this is now I'm trying to guard the other ones that I like. Now That We Don't Talk is gonna be my choice.
Okay, I love
still,
that one too.
I still am tied for first in my mind, on the Vault tracks on this album for those two songs, Is It Over Now and Now That We Don't Talk. Because Now That We Don't Talk just really, ooh, it's just, it has like attitude in it.
Now
that
I
really,
we don't talk, I don't have to pretend I like acid rock. Yeah.
It just really gets me.
Yeah.
I love it so much. But I was listening to Is It Over Now in the car with my brother this weekend and singing it and everything in the car again. And God damn it. It's just, it might be the number one.
Oh, for
it,
you?
Yeah.
Like, wait, okay. Really quickly rank the Vault tracks.
So my original Vault track ranking was 1A, Now That We Are, Is It Over Now, 1B, Now That We Don't Talk. Mm. Then it went Slut, Say Don't Go, Suburban Legends. Mm-hmm. That was my list. Now I think I can safely say that Is It Over Now is moving to the number one spot, and Now That We Don't Talk is sliding slowly into number two.
Okay.
But it's still really up there for me.
Okay, yeah.
But Is It Over Now is really starting to reign supreme. And I'll be honest, too. Suburban Legends, last on my list, it's really like an earworm kind of song. Like, it is stuck in my head all the time.
And you kiss me in a way that's going to screw me up forever. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just, for some reason, it's really on the clock. I faced down your block.
I broke my own heart because you were too polite to do it.
Yeah. That part, specifically, is I'm like walking
in my
house.
It scratches an itch in your brain.
Something about it. I'm walking in my house today, and I could not get it out of my head. And I mine was like, I like it.
The same, literally.
Yeah.
Is It Over Now? Now That We Don't Talk, Slut, Say Don't Go.
Love it.
Suburban Legends.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great. We're so smart. Okay.
Okay. And with that. Okay. This is hard. I think I'm going to go. I Wish You Would.
Oh, no. Good one. That was one of my starred ones. At this point, I have like. You know, I had the ones that I wanted at first, and then I just star a bunch of other ones that are my faves, and that was one of my stars. All right. Then I'm going to go All You Had to Do Was Stay.
Okay.
Great.
All you had to do was that's another stay. One that has
stuck in my head all the time.
Me in the palm of your hand, then why'd you have to go and lock me out when I let you in? Stay. Now you say you want it back. Now that it's just too late. Well, could have been easy. All you had to do was stay. Yep, banger.
We fucking crushed that just now.
I know.
We're so good at
that's
singing.
Another song that has really sad lyrics and a good pop beat.
Yes, yeah. which I love. I love a lyric. My lyrics are my number one focus always. Yeah. Sound
did she do that as a surprise song yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think so because I feel like that on the piano would be beautiful.
You're
like,
so right.
Can I bet mind you, this was what you wanted. Like angry. You ended it.
I wonder if she would do piano though, or if she would do guitar.
I feel like she would do the guitar because it's more upbeat, but like a piano version of that would go hard.
It really would. I just want versions, all versions of every song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm conflicted between two.
Okay.
Wonderland.
Take it. I'm fine with that. Wonderland again is I love the Taylor's version so much more than the stolen version. I don't know why.
Okay, interesting.
I never really liked it very much.
Yeah.
Not that I disliked it, but it just was kind of like, it's a little kitschy to me and like, we found Wonderland.
Yeah. I love, and I just love the bridge of that too. Or is it bridge? It's like, didn't you say, didn't you flash your green eyes at me?
Yeah.
If you heard what becomes of curious minds.
Yeah.
Oh!
I like that part for sure.
And exciting. Yeah. I felt your arms twisting around me.
I like it, but I never really. Maybe I didn't give it a chance or cared enough about it.
I really did it until like two 6 months ago.
So maybe I'm just on the re-listen. I'm really starting to appreciate it now. But I like it so much more now. Yeah. I like it so much more now. Let me think. Question. No. I take it back. You picked I Wish You Would, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna go. I Know Places.
Okay, great. And I love on the re-recording the new like and wait, run. I cannot do it, obviously, but it sounds so good. It just that's another thing that scratches.
Baby,
chasing our tails, trying to track us down, and I know places we can hide. Yeah.
I know places.
And a bulletproof. So yeah. Okay. That's a banger. Fuck. Okay.
I love doing these because it's just a Dixie.
I know. We
to
just
sing
literally
time.
Sing the entire time.
I love it so
okay,
much.
Okay. Then I'm going to go New Romantics.
Good. All right. I'm going to go style.
Okay. You know what I
swipe
noticed about the newer style that I really liked? Let me play it for like a quick second.
People are bitching about the new style.
Really?
First of all, I hate when people bitch about the new song. Like when they are like, meh, like actually bitching. It's one thing to be like, oh, the other one's a little bit better. Like, yeah. Whatever. People were like annoyed by style saying that it sounds different. I was like, I don't see that at all.
They have, it adds this, hold on. There's like this, listen, okay, it comes up now, ready?
Okay.
That like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, was that not there
like
before?
Like a bass? I don't know if it was, but it just sounds like, more like
maybe
clean to me.
It's more pronounced. Yeah. Well, it's definitely more clean. I think that was there before. But I think it's just not as pronounced as...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm sorry, it's more pronounced now.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this at length last week, but I think that the way that all of these songs sound production-wise is just far and above anything that it ever was before.
Yeah, totally, totally.
So it's excellent, excellent, excellent.
Okay, then I'm going to go Wildest Dreams.
I knew it. Jealous. Okay. Then I am going to go...
Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe.
Okay. Damn. I'm deciding between two. I think I can be safe. I'm going to pick Slut.
Nice. Okay.
I want it for my team. I want you on my team. So
How are you doing, Lone Lady? But I'm really, really drive me crazy.
Yeah. Nelly Furtado and Timbaland.
Promiscuous girl.
Yeah. Nelly Furtado and Timbaland. Wherever you are. Sorry, this is a Taylor podcast. This is not. Although Nelly Furtado was a Swiftie.
Oh, she is?
Yes. Remember, she met Taylor at, I think, the VMAs, and then afterwards was like, it was such an honor meeting Taylor.
Oh, that's like, so yes, cute. Bitch. I always love when celebrities meet her, and they're like, it literally was the biggest honor of my life. Yes. Like, she was so nice.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I love the respect. Okay.
So I'm very conflicted between This Love and You Are in Love.
I think you have a favorite one over the other of these two. I've heard you talk more about one versus the other.
I know. I think I'm going to go This Love.
Ugh! I tried to talk you out of it. That was the one I was deciding. I was like, do I pick This Love right now? Or do I do Slut?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd be safe because I thought for sure you would pick You Are.
I know. I really, 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 really love that song, but I can't even listen to it.
It's
because
hard.
It makes me so sad.
It's very emotional. It's very
like,
emotional.
I want to feel that way about someone so bad.
I understand.
That it just like hurts my soul.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, okay. In that case, I will take You Are in Love. I'll release you of that
from
burden,
that pain. Thank you.
From that pain. And when you're ready for it, you just take it back. Girl.
Thank
we'll
you.
Switch. We'll switch
thank
those
you.
Two.
That's really nice
and
of you. And I appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Then I'm going to go Say Don't Go.
Good one. Great, great, great. All right. I'm going to go.
Why'd you have to lead me on? Why'd you have to twist the knife, walk away and leave me bleeding? Yep.
So good.
Oh, so,
I'm going
like,
to go.
So relatable to my
welcome
life.
To New York, bitch.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what.
Was your surprise? Oh, wait, no,
I
was it was my surprise
to that song. No, it was your surprise song.
I'm in denial.
I was upset that it was. I wasn't upset. I was very happy with what I got.
Yeah.
But after the fact, I was kind of bummed out that it wasn't played at the concert just because I was like, it, you know, makes me feel nostalgic. And I listened to it on the train on the way here this morning. And the Taylor's version just is so good. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like a new song in a good way. Like, it sounds the same song, but something about it just sounds fucking awesome. And it goes hard. And I am all in on it. Like, I am, again, I'm Jay-Z on the subway for now. Welcome to New York, as well as all these other songs. Like, I just love it. Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
Okay.
It's grown on me, too, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's just like silly. Like, let ourselves
it's
be
so
silly.
Cute. Yeah, yeah. Let me be silly.
Silly.
I saw this
be
really
silly.
Funny sign for the marathon. It was like, you're being so random.
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
Just let her be random.
Just let her be random.
Yeah. Okay. How You Get the Girl.
Good one. Good one.
I love that song.
Yes, that's how it works. That's how you
and
get
like
the girl,
if you're a guy
girl.
Listening to this and you're like, oh my God, like I fucked up. How do I get my girlfriend back? Like yeah. I messed up.
It's the blueprint.
Just go turn on How You Get the Girl. Do everything that she says to do. Yes. And there you go.
It's a step-by-step instruction on yeah. how to get the fucking girl. Literally. It's literally. And that's literally. Not even a joke.
Yeah, no.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I'm missing.
So you have the choice between Bad Blood or Suburban Legends.
Got it. And here's my question. Are we. Oh, okay. So we are not including.
Oh,
how about we sub out regular Bad Blood for a Bad Blood Kendrick?
With Kendrick, yeah,
because
that's
the better
yeah.
one. And
yeah.
that's what I choose, by the way, okay. Bad Blood Kendrick. Because I love it. And I'm so glad that Kendrick came back and did it. Of course he would. Why wouldn't he? But I'm really glad that they were able to work that out because that version is awesome. Like, it just, you know.
Yeah, agreed.
Goes great.
And then I'm good with
you
taking
gotta
Suburban
live
Legends.
With the Bad Blood now. Yeah, I wouldn't have been upset with that either. Again, at first I was meh on it, but it's
yeah.
really coming around.
Maybe that'll get me in good graces with Dave.
100% it will. Oh my God, he's gonna love your list so much yeah. more. He is. Fuck. I hate when I'm not the favorite. Yeah.
I know. I feel
no,
like
he's gonna love that. He was pissed. He replied to my thing and he said, "Justice for Suburban Legends." When I
oh,
listed
really?
It last, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's not happy with me on that. But what
yeah,
are you gonna do?
Yeah. It's just it's not my go-to pick.
No.
I feel like I definitely went like a little bit more pop than I thought I was going to.
Yeah. So listen out. What do we have?
So you are clean, blank space. Now that we don't talk, all you have to do is stay. I Know Places, Style, Slut. You Are in Love. Welcome to New York. Bad Blood, featuring Kendrick Lamar.
But gee, then I don't know.
That was a good
That's
list.
That's a good ass list. We need it out like that. But let's hear yours. Let's hear yours.
Out of the Woods. Is It Over Now? I Wish You Would. Wonderland. New Romantics. Wildest Dreams. This Love. Say Don't Go. How You Get the Girl. Suburban Legends.
Damn. I really. That is like a. It
it's
feels
really
like a
hard to pick.
50-50 split.
Yeah,
of the best.
I know.
Because we're just too good at this.
Like our first two are really good, and yeah. then like our even our last like four, it's so hard. This album is so pop.
It's so pop.
So
also
pop.
Too,
so like,
though, also too, I feel like all
you really
of these...
can't like go in a division of
yes.
like, you know, I pick the sad songs.
Right.
Dave would pick the pop songs.
Right.
You pick the mix.
Three
of the two.
This would be
yeah.
really hard with three people. It would
yeah,
be a bloodbath
totally,
for sure.
Really
so
hard.
I'm glad that it's only the two of us. For
yeah,
this
great.
One, strictly because I'm selfish.
Yeah.
But I think that we both know. We're so hyper specific in the songs that we like for
mm-hmm.
the reasons we like them,
yep.
and they're very complimentary. So I feel like our list, like I could have either of those lists and be happy with it.
Yeah,
and I think that I'm very curious to see what people will say.
Yeah, me too.
This is
gonna
be
really
hard.
It's gonna be hard.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, look at us. Wow. Chicka. Whoa.
Yep.
Love it. Very excited about that. What's going on? What can people look forward to coming next? Oh my God! Right now, currently. They're all of the ugly sweaters are on sale.
Yes. We're missing
the Barstool Sports store.
Yeah.
They're actually not. You're unfortunately, as you're listening to this, you'll be missing the
20%
the actual
off.
Sale.
Yeah.
But they are for
will
sale.
Will be on sale. Yeah.
Yes. They are for sale. We also put on. Oh, I should have put on my sweatshirt.
I know.
That's okay. Well, you'll see it. You'll see it on our.
Yeah. And I can throw some in the YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
But
so,
I posted a TikTok in the Tis the Damn season one and there were some girls commenting that they really liked it. It's
yep.
like a. Tis the Damn Season, it says in print, and then it has like all the eras at the top of the bottom. Very
yeah.
cute.
Super cute. We also made one that says it's an outline of Taylor Swift and kissing Travis
yep.
Kelce on the cheek, and it says, "I saw a mother kissing Travis Claus."
Yeah, very
we
cute.
We also have Dave made quite a few. Those were all Dave's, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was
yeah.
trying to figure out who made all those other ones because like we kind of collaborated a little bit, and then like five others came out of the woodwork,
yeah.
and it was. You know,
yeah,
Swifty Dave coming
yeah.
through on the top, and he knows what's up.
I like the All You Ever Are Is Mean one.
Yeah, that one's
as
great.
The sweater version.
I love that one too.
Yeah.
So, store it up barstoolsports.com to check them all out. There's, I swear to God, Taylor Swift themed ones. There's like six or seven. So,
yeah, there's
a lot.
Lot
of different choices. Go check it out. Also, our slut sweatshirts.
Yep, those
we
are
put
still
them on
sale. Yep,
everybody liked them. The people have spoken. They're on sale. Get
yep.
your own. And that's pretty much it. We'll see
yeah.
you next week. Maybe next time. This time next week. We'll have reputation on our
Bruh.
Hands.
I don't even know how.
And if not, then I'll look foolish.
Yeah.
I'll feel.
Yeah,
I'll be the clown.
You'll have to eat crow. Yeah.
You'll have to eat
yeah.
crow. I'll be
yeah.
the crown, like Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Remember when she had crow? She literally had
she
it.
She ate crow.
No,
yeah.
she literally ate it.
Yeah. She's
it
an icon, and
she's an icon,
she's,
a legend.
She's me in
never
a past
been
life.
Done before.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Miss her. Hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.